This guest is most appreciative of his success. Guest: Hello. Thank you so much for calling on me. We got to bed early, and I realized as I went to sleep that I could see you calling on me. I felt that feeling, and I just appreciate so much. You've helped us so much in our lives that everything that has happened since we've met you has been 180 degrees different than it was before. Abraham: Good things have been on their way to you for a long time because you want them and you have been deserving of them. All that we did was speed up the allowing process a little bit. Guest: Thank you for that. I wanted to do a little bit of a rampage of appreciation now, because what I appreciate when I listen to these tapes is when people say what they have learned and gained from this. And I want to appreciate, of course, Jerry and Esther and Abraham, the Trinity. And I want to appreciate my wife, who practices what you preach and is such a shining light of this practice. It's really what allows me to focus and create and do everything that we've been able to do. And besides that, the love of my life. I wanted to sort of give some background about what happened. Before I met her, and thus you, we went from basically being in debt to being able to buy a house with cash. My company was failing. In fact, it had fallen apart the day before I met her, and now she was able to resurrect it. In the past, it was a 5-year-old company. Everything I was doing wrong. When I met her, and we started putting your principles to work, the principles of allowing and doing the non-action journey, all the decisions that we made were the correct ones, and everything went right. Also, we've been able to get into alignment. I've been able to get into alignment and dispel so many of the addictions that I had that were holding me back. So I just want to appreciate all those things. The way that we did it was, we listened and practiced and appreciated your teachings. We went on the cruise, which was our honeymoon, and it was right after that that we got a check for $144,000 that was just amazing. And then we also created an environment of well-being, an oasis of joy. You know, I've separated from my mother's probably good intentions, but they've affected me in a negative way. My father's negative approach to money kept me down. Getting rid of all those things and allowing the universe to take over and connecting to that has really been what's allowed all this to happen. Now, we just travel, and we've had a lot of beautiful experiences. All the wealth comes from that. So, that's my rampage of appreciation. And the first question, I'm speaking to Abraham. Abraham, what's the difference between you and me? Abraham: Nothing worth mentioning. In your rampage of appreciation, you are a vibrational match to that which we are, and there are no differences. Guest: That brings tears to my eyes. It's just wonderful, that connection. How can I strengthen my awareness of it? By looking for it, and not being upset if you notice that it's not there as strongly in one moment, but appreciating it when it is there in another. Until eventually the drum that you will be beating is that of the connection, and then it will be odd, really odd, when it's not there. Guest: That resistance, when it's not there, is that somehow related to time? Is time equal to a resistance? Abraham: Not really. Time is another subject. It's not necessary to have resistance just because you've come forth into a time-space reality, but it is natural that out on the leading edge of anything that there would be more resistance than not out on the leading edge. In other words, there's a comfort zone that's back from the leading edge that's not present on the leading edge. It ties in with something that you said earlier that we want to talk about, when you were talking about how everything is going so well and how all of the answers to the questions are coming and everything is unfolding so perfectly. And we love hearing that from you. But we want to remind you that you cannot get it wrong and you never get it done. So relax and allow yourself some leeway in all of this. In other words, sometimes, and we can feel it with you, it's a common thing when you go from not allowing as intensely as you now are to suddenly putting a few pieces into a place and allowing, as happened when the two of you came together, what happens. Sometimes you then try to hold yourself to some strict and maybe even unnatural standard of wanting to maintain the momentum or wanting to keep the perfection. And then you freak out a little bit if you're not able to do that, as if you might somehow turn back to what was before. We want you to relax and know that you cannot turn back. You've come too far. But you might lapse into a little less allowing from time to time, and that is just fine. In other words, what this creative endeavor is about, that you're so firmly upon, is new contrast, which produces new desire that is strange at first, but then you align to it. And then, in the alignment, more movement happens. And then a new platform produces new opportunity for new questions and new desires, which feel strange at first, but then you align to it, and so on. In other words, you will never not understand how it works, but you will not necessarily always be in the perfect place at the perfect time. But that is part of the fun. That's part of the adventure. It will always become what you want it to be, and quickly. And more assuredly, it will be quick if you can relax in whatever comes. We have been enjoying watching Jerry and Esther in that vein, in that they are no longer feeling responsible to live the perfect life. And we've helped them by spewing workshop after workshop every time they screw up. We do not hold them up as perfect role models. We hold them up as people in love with each other and with life, who are out there having new experiences that they're constantly adjusting to, who feel really good mostly and not so good rarely, who know what to do when they feel not so good. So that takes the pressure off. They're always finding their balance, as any talented artist does. You are always reaching for balance. Just know that you will always find it, so that you do not freak out when you're out of balance. Yes, that's great. Thank you.